We're joined now by Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, who's at the federal government's operational hub in Baton Rouge. Secretary Chertoff, welcome to the program.
Good to be on.
The news today that there's a barge and maybe other vessels that have broken loose in the Industrial Canal, there were fears that they could threaten the walls of that canal. Why weren't those vessels removed before the storm?
Well, typically what happens is the vessels are secured, and they're supposed to be secured with cable that's strong enough to withstand a hurricane. My understanding is these particular vessels were destined for salvage. So I don't know why the secure cables broke or what happened that caused the barge and these vessels to float free. Right now, the Coast Guard assessment is that it doesn't pose a threat, or in the Army Corps of Engineers assessment, it doesn't pose a threat to the canal. We're going to go in as soon as weather permits to resecure those to make sure that we can get them out of harm's way.
That was, of course, a problem in Katrina. A barge went through the wall of the Industrial Canal, or over it by some accounts.
Well, I mean, this is, you know, typically one of the reasons we want to make sure that people do secure all of the vessels. You can't obviously remove them from the water, but something like a salvage vessel ought to be tied up. And I'm sure in the end of the day, someone will go back and, you know, figure out why it wasn't done properly. But for the time being, we're just trying to minimize any potential risk to the walls of the levee.
Secretary Chertoff, back in 2005, you spoke on this program with my co-host, Robert Siegel. It was 4 days after Katrina. And at the time, you said that you were not aware that there were thousands of people at the New Orleans Convention Center without food and water. How has communication improved this time around?
Well, one of the things we did after Katrina is we recognized that the weak link in any disaster management scenario is reported. You get a lot of conflicting reports. It's not that people are maliciously misleading, but, you know, you get information that comes filtered through a number of different sources. In that circumstance, you really got to get your own eyes on the situation. So what we've done this time is we have put people into New Orleans. We have the capability to put people with streaming video. And that real-time connectedness was one of the first things we built as a capability, because we realized how frustrating it would be to be back in another situation where we were relying on other people to give us ground truth.
So lessons learned, but at great cost.
You know, I think that the whole country learned a lesson in 2005 because there had not, you know, for all the years that people have talked about hurricanes in New Orleans, no one had ever built a truly integrated federal, state, and local emergency plan. And, of course, when a catastrophe strikes, it's too late to plan. And no matter how hard you work and how good you are, you're working basically from a baseline of a very low baseline. The main lesson we took out of Katrina was build the plan now. And that's what we spent that first year doing. We've refined it. We've trained to it. It's been a joint effort deeply involving, you know, Governor Jindal's people and Mayor Nagin's people as well as our federal people. And I think what that has allowed us to do is operate from much higher steady state of preparedness when something like a gust of comes along.
We've been talking with Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, who's in Baton Rouge. Secretary Chertoff, thanks very much.
My pleasure.